Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu coming to you from the Mississauga Toy Show, slash Star Wars Con, I guess. And once again, we're with our dear friend, cosplay extraordinaire Candy Cosplay. How's it going?
I'm amazing, thanks. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Now, when you first told me that you wanted to be involved with this and come as Princess Leia, and they said no.
Yeah.
Kind of glad they said no.
I know.
You're Mara Jade.
Yep.
I just told you over there, it's probably my second favorite costume of yours after Loki.
Thank you.
Yeah. How long did it take you to put it together?
Well, unfortunately, I had to buy the bodysuit because I couldn't find the pattern. So I was that rushing going, oh, God, because I only had so much time. So I was like, okay, I got to break down, buy the bodysuit. But me and my husband, we made the cape. Well, I made the cape. He put the burn holes in it because I was like, I'm going to burn it all up if I try. gloves, thrift store. And then wig and Maya. Actually, Lumen gave me the goggles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, probably about maybe almost a month, because I had to do the Warbler work on the belt and the cape, just cutting it all out, making sure it fit. And I also, this kind of makes a hood, so I had to make sure that properly went on as well.
Oh, cool. Now, we know you're a big Star Wars fan throughout the interviews we've done. What has Star Wars meant to you, actually?
Oh, my God. Star Wars has meant, like, everything to me, because I grew up with it. My parents loved it. They collected all the Star Wars figures when they first came out, and I regret everything from this. But they offered me the whole Star Wars toys. Like, do you want to keep them? I said no. I only wanted the Ewoks. So my aunt and my mom, they all put their Ewoks together and gave me all the Ewoks and gave my cousin all the rest of it. My cousin blew them up, pulled their arms off, buried them in the backyard. My aunt's still finding them today, and she knows to bring them to me, so she cleans them all up, brings them over. And so I regret everything from not saying yes. They had all the mail order ones too.
Oh God, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah, my parents were right into it, and I used to always wake up to. I wouldn't wake up in the morning when I was little, so my mom had to turn on the Ewoks cartoon for that. The Ewoks, we live in a family. That would wake me up, and I knew I had to get up because I couldn't miss it.
Wow. So what is it about the Ewoks you like so much?
I know absolutely no. I just love them, and I became obsessed with them when I was little. I wanted to be one. I mean, I tried making the hang glider. I have this stuffed animal Ewok I've had since I was little. He's been through hell and back. He's missed his nose, so my mom put his nose back on. He lost his hood because I wore it. And so my aunt sewed him a new hood. So I still have him today. He don't look like an Ewok too much anymore, but he's still kicking.
Is it safe to say then that probably Return of the Jedi is your favorite?
My God, yes. And then the two Ewok movies they made afterwards.
Right.
Yes.
I remember those.
Yeah. I just actually showed my husband them. He didn't like the first one, like Battle for Endor better.
Okay.
So he didn't like Caravan of Courage. It wasn't so action-y to him. And I told him, you will love the second one. Just watch it. And he liked that Wicket learned to talk. And now he always does that Starcruiser, whoosh, whoosh, Starcruiser, crash, crash. And now he gets it because I used to always do it. He gets it. So now.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I always say Gunda as well. Yeah. That means good. Yeah. So my husband's like, we signed up on Loot Crate. And he's like, oh, your Loot Crate's coming too. I'm like, Gunda. And I also, Okie Day. I pull Jar Jar. When I get comfortable, people, like, Okie Day. So the Star Wars has been with me for, like, and I like Jar Jar. Apparently, I don't know if you heard the plot about him.
No.
He's supposed to be the Phantom Menace. Because if you realize, he never got hurt. He has a great sense of direction. He jumps like 60 feet in the air. And he always talks moving his hands. And he also elected Senator Palpatine.
That's right. He's the one responsible.
So when they said George Lucas, because nobody liked Jar Jar, he decided to change it. And that's why we got Count Dooku randomly just placed in.
Yeah.
And I think it would have been great. He should have did it.
A little misdirection if that would have happened.
Yeah.
Nice. So I guess we're going to be seeing you next at the Geekery on the 18th at our event.
Yes. I'm excited. More Star Wars.
Nice, nice.
And I'm bringing and like my whole crew, well, not the whole crew, but whole crew with some new people coming.
That's cool. Yeah, we saw your mom dressed as Luke, I guess.
Yes,
today.
She just bought her new lightsaber for the,
because
she had one of those Extendo ones, and she's like, oh, I feel so left out. You all got these fancy ones.
Oh, that's awesome. And we saw her rocking out on the drums.
Oh, I know. They had me up there singing.
Oh, yeah?
I sang Whip It with Rocket Raccoon. Sign it.
Wow, that's a good band. Rocket Raccoon and Mary Jane.
Yep.
I would buy that album, actually.
We harmonized with it. Because we're like, well, are we going to like do it solo? Like, how the harmonizing on Rock Band? Like, let's just go together. So then we know we're not messing this up. We got each other.
Nice. And I guess you have a whole mess of future plans now for your events and whatnot.
Yes. I have one. They haven't announced me yet because I just signed the contract with them.
Okay.
But it's YetiCon.
Okay.
Out in Collingwood.
Yeah.
They just sent me the contract. I signed it, and I just have to write up what my profile is going to say for them on their page. So I'm excited about that. Funny thing was, I was just looking at it at their con, reading up on it, and the next day they wrote me. I don't know, and I was like shocked. I was like, oh my God, you guys want me? And I was actually asked for once, not doing, because normally
awesome.
I reach out and say, would you guys be interested? But they asked me, and same with Northern Ontario Expo. They reached out and asked me too. So I'm excited about that. And I'm with Pretty Rec.
Oh, that's cool.
We want to be side by side, because we were side by side today and we just had a blast together.
Yeah, we've interviewed her before. She's real cool.
Oh my
too.
God, yes. She's a sweetheart.
Might as well remind the folks out there we're on social media. They can go to check you out.
You guys can find me at facebook.com. It's Candy's Cosplays. S is on that. And my Twitter is at Candy Cosplay.
Cool. Now, on a personal note, one of my highlights of this year was actually meeting you and getting to be friends with you. And
one of mine too.
Appreciate that. All the help you've given us, we've appreciated.
Oh, no problem.
I just want to say that I'm honored that I finally had a chance to help you out today by helping get you in here.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
And I was, like, when you mentioned Star Wars event, do you have a costume? I was like, no. And then you're like, well, can you get one? Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for everything this year, and all the best to you and your family next year.
Yes, same to you as well.
Right. Thanks a lot, Candy, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, for sure.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.